The Gemara Masechta Bava Kamma, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, quotes the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim regarding Chizkiyahu says, V'kavod Oslai V'moysai. They tendered him great kavod when he passed away. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? B'lamet Yeshiva Yeshiva Al Kivrei. They established a yeshiva by his kever, and they learned Torah there. Upligi, the Gemara says, Upligi by Rav Nosson Rabbanon, the only machlokes that we have is a machlokes for how long did they establish that yeshiva. Charama, one says, Shlosh Yamim, that they had the yeshiva there for 3 days. Charama, one says the yeshiva was there for Shiva Yom, for 7 days. Bamriloi, and some say it was there for Shlosh Yamim, it was there for 30 days. Tosfos, Divrei Hamaskel Hashiva, really tries, first establishes why did they tender to Chizkiyahu this tremendous covet. Says Tosfos, Lefi Shehir Torah B'Yisrael, Chizkiyahu was the person who brought so much Torah to Klal Yisrael, quoting the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Chelik, Daf Tzadik Dal Rama Beis, Shabbat Gmidona Ber Sheva, in the time of Chizkiyahu, they looked all over Israel from Don to Ber Sheva, V'lemotze Ish V'isha, they couldn't find a man or a woman, Tinik V'tanaikus, a boy or a girl, Shloi B'kiyin, B'tumah V'tahara. They weren't experts in Hilchus Tumah V'tahara. So since Chizkiyahu did so much to bring Torah to Klal Yisrael, that's why he deserved this great kavod when he passed away. However, Tosfos concludes. Tosfos v'lo al kivrei mamish. Tosfos says they didn't have the yeshiva right next to his kever. Ela baruchak arba amos. The Lekaloi Glurash. Tosfos is bothered with the issue that Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Ches teaches us, that one has to be careful, as the Gemara says, Lo Halach Adam Beis HaKfaris, a person may not go in a Beis HaKfaris, V'Tefillin B'Roshay wearing Tefillin, V'Sefer Torah B'Zroyo carrying Sefer Torah, V'Yikra Behev Yispala and she'll learn Torah or Davin, Mishum Loi Glurash. Because it's essentially teasing the people who aren't here anymore. We're saying that we, who are still in this world, have the ability to perform mitzvahs and learn Torah, and you who are no longer in this world no longer have this ability, and that's why it's considered Loi Glurash. And therefore, Tosfos says, how could they make a yeshiva next to a Beis HaKfaris? And because of that, Tosfos says, V'loy al kivrei mamish, they didn't make the yeshiva right by his kever. El barachik dalar amis the lekaloy glurash. So from Tosfos it seems, one has to be very careful not to learn Torah next to a kever. That's interesting. Rashi, in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chof Beis, Omer Aleph, the first Rashi in the Omer, Divrei Masko, Tulsa Regli, quotes, Rashi quotes a Tshuvas HaGoinim. Kol Hane Rigli Dab Meroi. Whenever we find in the Gemara, says Rashi, that they had a regal, what does that mean? Hane Yom Shemes by Odom Godel, the day that a great individual passed away. Koivanoi Seil Kvoidai, that day is a memorial to him. Ubedei Shana B'Shana, every year, Kshmegia Oisayoi, when the yard site of that great person comes, Miskamsen Tamid Chacham Mikol Sviva, Tamid Chachamim from the entire neighborhood come, Uboim Al Kivroi, they go and they visit his kever, Im Sharam, together with everybody else, Lahoshiv Yeshiva Sham. So Rashi is quite clear, and Rashi doesn't even say the distinction, doesn't make the distinction that Tosfos makes. Rashi says that they used to, on the yard site every year of great people, They used to make yeshiva by the base of kfaris by Yiskever. So how do we reconcile all these different opinions? One hand, as Tosfos clearly is concerned with Loig L'Rash. On the other hand, we see Rashi clearly says that they had a kever, that they had on his kever. They used to make yeshivas on the kfarim of Tamid Chachamim. That's Posh Pshat in our Gemara as well. So the Mukhe Yosef says it depends what is the intention. If the intention is for the honor of the person who passed away, like in our Gemara, where the Bnei Yeshiva make a kever for the kavod of their Rebbe, then there's no problem of Loig L'Rash. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz takes this concept one step further. He says, an individual who spent his life being Marbitz Torah, so going and making a yeshiva on his kever is actually the biggest honor that you can do. You could say that he spent his life being Marbitz Torah, and we are continuing on that path. Another nafgamina that the Rishonim suggest is there's a nafgamina if the person is already buried versus when he's not buried. If he's buried, there is no concern. It's only until he's buried. Duri Magash differentiates when it's one or two people, so then there's Loig L'Rash. But if it's a large assembly getting together to learn Torah, L'Kovid and Nifter, that is considered covered for that nifter, and since it's considered covered for the nifter, it's a big covered. Another pshat that I saw is that we know the Gemara Masechta Brachos says Daf Gimel Mebeis Ein Oimrim Befnei Ameis El Advarav Shameis. Posh pshat in the Gemara is that when next to a nifter, Rahman Slan, you should only covet for that nifter, only speak about things that are relevant to him. But the Mefarshim explain that if you're saying Divrei Torah that this nifter said, that's what the Gemara means to say. Because we know that if we say Divrei Torah in the name of a person who's no longer here, Svasov Dovvois Bekever, it causes, so to speak, his lips to move. So the Divrei Torah that they said were his Divrei Torah. And in his Divrei Torah, Sifsos Dovvois Bekever. And now we also understand the Rashi that we quote at the beginning of the Shir, according to the Rimi Gash, that differentiated between a small group and a larger group. It's very understandable because it's exactly what the Rimi Gash is saying. Rashi says that all the Talmid Chachamim came and other people came, because as we're learning now, when you have a large group, it's actually for the covet of the Nifter, and it's certainly permitted. I saw that the Radvaz has a different approach why it's not a problem. The Radvaz says it makes a difference how deep the nifter is buried. And if the nifter is buried deep in the ground, so it's already considered like a different rishos. And since it's considered like a different rishos, we could be more lenient. The Sefer Shem HaGdolim indeed says that he was wondering all the years about the minig of people who go to be mispawel by the kfarim of tzaddikim. Why is it not also to be mispawel in a basic forest? So he said that he found the Sefer Chassidim, that the Sefer Chassidim says in Simen Tof Tof Shin Chof Tes The Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Hayanira B'Bigdei Chamudus, Rabbeinu HaKadosh would appear in his clothing, the nice clothing, Shayalovish B'Shabbos, that he would wear every Shabbos, V'roi B'Tachrichim, not in the Tachrichim that he was buried in, U'Poyta B'nei Beis B'Kiddush. That's how he would appear to his family every Friday evening and make Kiddush. Ki HaTzadikim V'Misosom Nikroim Chayim. Tzadikim, even when they're no longer in this world, they're considered like they're still here. They're not like other people who, when they pass away, that they're not involved in mitzvahs anymore. So that's why he says, since tzadikim and misosom kruim chayim, so when is there a problem of loig l'rash? And when is there a problem of being misfalo or doing mitzvahs next to a kever? That's only by a person who's no longer Alpi didn't consider alive. But the tzadikim and misosin kruim chayim, that is still considered alive, that's when you're allowed, there you're allowed to be mispowel. And in fact, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Shin Dalad Mem, Sif Yod Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Muta Loime Psukim, V'drosh L'Kvayra Meis, one could say Psukim or drosh L'Kvayra Meis, B'toich Abba Moisov, he says you could do it even within Dalad Amis of the Mace, Oye Beis HaKvaros, or in the cemetery. But it's interesting that the Taz in Sifkotan Hay makes a very important point. He says, you're only allowed to say these droshes, L'Kavar HaMeis, says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Taz, the Kosh ain't L'Kavar HaMeis, if the drosh is not L'Kavar HaMeis, Vadei Osir, then one can't say Divrei Torah in front of the mace. And he continues, like Shesh Mechavnu Haris Ma'aloysim Drush, not like others when they say these speeches, they just want to show off what great speakers they are. Laharis Ma'aloysim Drush Al HaMeis, Mash Eina B'Chvoidai, that not really honoring the mace. V'Lav Shapa Ka'avdi, those people who, when they say a hespit, and apparently, particularly if they're saying it in the base of Kvaris, and it's not totally and purely L'Kavar HaMeis, is not the right thing. V'shemati habim g'doylam ayim akbidim al davazen. He says there were g'doylam who were very makbid in this. And he says, so maybe, to be safe, just don't say it, toich dal ramas. So he says, because I tor b'shem of high going, the feel of chutz labo is also the retirer. So in other words, he's saying that if you're doing it with kavod hameis, it's 100% permissible, and it's not only permissible outside of the dalet amos of the mace, it's even permissible within the dalet amos of the mace. However, if it's only permissible when it's done purely with kavod hameis. If there's any personal interest involved, that the person is trying to do it to show off what a great speaker he is, etc., that is usur. And not only is it usur, he says, but it's usur even not within the Dalet Amis of the Mace.